MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Earlier this year, burn scar flash flooding destroyed the Rodoso Downs track, stable, and jockey quarters. The flooding caused the All-American Futurity to move to Albuquerque for the second year in a row after flooding last year caused damage to the track. On Wednesday, General Manager of Rodoso Downs Racetrack and Casino, Rick Baugh, announced that they finally have the permits to begin the debris removal process.
The document that we've been long awaiting for has arrived. This is the debris removal document so that we can get all of the trash and mud and so forth out of this racetrack. So we take our first step to begin construction.
Baugh said Rodoso Downs is working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to plan flooding mitigation for the track. And state Republicans have pushed to expand the agenda on the October 1st special legislative session called by Governor Lujan Grisham to include topics such as interstate medical compacts, crime, and CYFD reform, but have faced resistance from Senate Democrats. However, Democrat Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth said one of the bills the leadership intends to bring will allow the New Mexico Department of Health to, quote, set their own standards in light of recent moves by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A spokesperson for the governor's office also confirmed vaccines will be on the agenda for the special session, but did not provide any further details. Additional bills, Wirth said, will include ones replacing a federal tax credit poised to end at the end of the calendar year, making changes to the state's rural health care fund and general budget bill, including money for the state agencies and public media stations like NPR. In Roswell, Main Street between 19th and McGaffey Streets will be closed to traffic around 9 a.m. on Monday for the Eastern New Mexico State Fair Parade that begins at 10 a.m. It will travel south on Main Street from College Boulevard to Summit Street, and as the end of the parade passes each intersection, the respective side street roadblocks will be removed. Roswell Transit bus service will be stopped at or before 9 a.m. and will resume shortly after the conclusion of the parade. The bus service resumes after the parade, and buses may run behind schedule because of the heavy amount of traffic that will be dispersing in the downtown area. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.